Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, beautiful people, or good afternoon, good evening, as the case might be, as you are listening to this episode of the I'm Alive to Love, the No BS Bishop. I believe that all lesser values than love simply devolve into the morass, the dark rabbit hole of BS. And BS can be anything you might hang your hat on to call it, but I'm referring to it as bait and switch. Because when the especially places of faith, and I'm a bishop, I'm a legitimate bishop. I've been in ministry 50 years. I've been a part of churches where beautiful things happen mostly, but there are times when crazy things, bad things happen. And I have seen the church try to BS its way out of reality, out of truth. And I mean BS in the context of bait and switch. So rather than giving people real love, we bait and switch them. So that's why I use my moniker, my brand is the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. So thanks for being here. If you've never been here before, welcome. It is a treasure to me that somebody would take a half an hour of your life and time and give me your ear, give me your heart, because I hope to give you truths and inspiration, challenge. Maybe I'll make you mad. If I make you mad, at least I made you something so that you can examine your priorities in the light of the all-encompassing, powerful truth of love with a capital L. Love is God. God is love. He who dwells in love dwells in God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love. Love is who God is, not what God does. And it changes the script. So you're here to explore with me this beautiful in this beautiful episode, in this context of the truth of love. We do a few things here routinely and by means of holding space in this half an hour with truth that's very basic but also challenging us forward. And one thing we do here every episode of the No BS Bishop is I invite you to join me in the reciting of Love's Creed, a creed that I wrote as a New Year's resolution for myself over a decade ago, and then I refined it over the years and edited it to this creed. If you'd like a copy of this creed, you can write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. Be happy to send you a copy. So you could have it on a 3x5 card, put it in your computer or on your device, put it somewhere where you're going to see it routinely and daily to repeat this challenge in life. My wife and I repeat it back and forth to each other every so often as a reminder when we're tempted to hate. And you'll see what I mean by that as you listen to the creed. All right, here it is. This is Love's Creed, first in total. Then I'll come back through and offer it to you like I would couples at a marriage altar as vows. So I'll repeat a little bit, have you repeat after me. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into everything and anything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, that's Love's Creed in total. Now let's go back and repeat after me, if you will. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs. Locked into anything and everything, that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I know I wrote it, and I know I can be proud of it from that context, but I really love the truth that's laid out there. It's basic, yes, but it's deep. It's profound in terms of the context of actually doing what we say. Saying it is beautiful. It's a good start, but the saying must call us forward to the doing. And that's where I'm going to land today in this particular episode. It may sound simple, but trust me, it's not. The doing of love. To love more and to love now. You're going to hear me repeat those four words a lot today. Love more. Love now. I ran across a quote a few days ago, and it's unknown, so I can't attribute it to an author that I'm aware of. If you know the author, you can sure let me know by email. But here's the quote, absolutely stunningly beautiful. The biggest mistake we make in life is thinking that we have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Ooh, that tastes like a beautiful T-bone steak in words just crossing my lips. Listen to it again. The biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. I wish I knew the author, and whoever that author is gets my complete shout of amen, sister. Amen, brother. Whoever you are, you spoke truth right there. Love more. Love now. Now, here's another quote, and I can attribute this quote to Mother Teresa, one of my favorite human beings to quote, as well as admire and hold in high regard in my own life. Mother Teresa said this, "Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others." That's from Mother Teresa. So I'll come back to that later. And it has to do with this. Love more. Love now. Don't make the mistake that you think you have time. You don't. We don't have any guarantee of the next breath. There is no guarantee of tomorrow. We have the guarantee of the present. So to that end, in the present, be present. In the now, be there. I don't want to say this in an overgeneralization, but I do want to make sure you catch my drift. We're so easily projecting ourselves either into the past or the future. I know some people have conquered that. I haven't, but I'm sure aware of when I've spent too much time languishing in the past or lamenting the future isn't here yet, or I don't have what I hope to get when I've hit the future. Being present in the present is a law of life, and it is in particular important to love more, love now, and as Mother Teresa said, be present. Come, let your light new light in the hearts of others. To let life be something that you live in the present. And that comes from this quote, this unknown author quote, to be present and to love more, love now. So let's talk about that. There, most of our lives, in fact, could I put a percentage on it? I'm going to guess 90% of our life is lived in the simple, the mundane, the lower end, the lower echelons of ordinary stuff, mowing the yard, cooking a meal, washing dishes, going to the grocery store, filling the car with gas, maintaining whatever records you have to keep, files that you have to keep of your taxes, or you can run the list in your mind, can't you? That in every day, few of us are doing outstanding, high-profile activities anywhere. We're just constantly on the move as it relates to ordinary time, the regular duties of living, the regular responsibilities of raising your family or being a part of a committee or a board meeting. So none of us should be acting as if we have all the time in the world to get to those big things in life. And that's where I want to hold your attention today, to be present right now in this moment. Well, while I'm talking to you, I'm very aware of this moment. Now, in this moment, you could understand, I hope you can understand, that as I get ready to do this broadcast, I have to set up, I've got in front of me 1, 2 computers, my iPad, and my phone, just in case I need to go back to another reference, my iPhone. What I'm telling you is I had to set that up. At my left hand is my laptop computer. At my right hand is my iPad. And close by in my pocket is my phone if I need to reach in there and pull up a quote that I've saved there. My point is this. It takes me a good solid 10 minutes, maybe longer, in each one of the episodes of the No BS Bishop to set myself up, to do some regular and routine things. Now, I can tell you quite honestly, most of my broadcasts are done as a riff. You know what a riff is, don't you? It's something that just, you riff it out, you just put it out there, it's off the top of your heart and head, and I'm blessed with the ability to just riff a sermon or a No BS Bishop Alive to Love radio broadcast, and that means I can come up with it in just a moment's notice. I used to joke, I can preach at the drop of a hat, and by the way, I will drop my own hat. All of that is to say, I didn't arrive at being a preacher or a teacher all of a sudden, just woke up one day and said, I think I've got a lot of things to share with people. I think I'm just going to go after sharing it. No, I have spent 90% of my life in the ordinary, mundane, non-important places of reading or poring over an idea or typing ideas into my laptop or sustaining some kind of awareness of truths or adages or even things that challenge my own view of truth so that I'm stirring up inside of me the concepts that I ultimately want to present in the other 10% of my life. I hope I just made sense. 90% of my life is spent in ordinary duties of studying, meditating, contemplating, preparing. So that's why I've got my laptop at my left hand here to say, in case my ripping off a thought or two, I lose my train of thought, I can look over at my iPad. Oh, yeah, I can look at my iPad. That's where I keep my Love's Creed. It's in my iPad storage so that I can call it up at a moment's notice. But I can look to my left, and there's my laptop, and my laptop has a page full of ideas in case I need to reference them or call my mind to remember. Here's my point. I'm sorry. Oh, bear with me. Here's my point. Most of life, I'm going to guess 90% of it is spent in routines. My routine is to type stuff into my laptop. Your routine can be simply maintaining some machinery or keeping a knife sharp that you use in whatever task you use those kitchen knives for. And all of those routines aim us toward where we maintain connection with other human beings. To that end, we often need a reminder to be present, because when we're going through our routines, we're not always really present, are we? When we're pumping gas, for instance, we're not paying as much attention to the big wide world around us as maybe we could or should. We're simply going through a mundane task. But the reality is, every ordinary 90% of life and every extraordinary 10% of life has an opportunity for us to be present, to love more, and love now. I want you to make those four words a bit of a mantra, a bit of a meditation in your mind. Love more. Love now. When should I love? Right now. Well, I don't know what to love. I don't know how to love. Well, find some object for love, even if it's just looking out the window at birds. Maybe it's simply tending your garden. Maybe it's mowing your lawn. But maybe, just maybe, sustaining a presence in life is what will keep you loving stronger. This is what I found out about my mundane. Your mundane is different than mine. I understand that. But in my mundane tasks, what I need to routinely, and the word here is routine, routinely remind myself, love more, love now. That's why I'm loving this quote. Love more, love now, no matter how small the task is in front of you, and no matter if you're all alone. Stir love. So that takes me to the second quote I offered to you earlier from Mother Teresa. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Now that, my friends, that's astonishing. If we find our way through life with that mentality, loving more, loving now, by, according to Mother Teresa, letting our presence light new light in the hearts of others. So that when I walk in a room, I want that room to light up a little more than it was before I walked in. If there was tragedy or sadness or even boredom in a room, I want that room to change because I showed up. We all know people that when they walk in a room or walk into a presence or a meeting, we all groan internally like, oh boy, here they are. Yeah? Well, how about we all of you listening to me, join me in those four words, love more, love now, and then join me in the ideal that Mother Teresa puts forward here, let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. To be present when you walk in a room is with love, is to light that room up, to lighten the burden of that room, to lighten the burdens of people who are in that room, so that when people see you walk in the room, they don't groan internally and roll their eyes. They simply breathe a little deeper and say, thank God it's fill in the blank with your name. Thank God it's so-and-so. I want folks to know that when Bishop Randy Dean walks in the room, love walked in the room. Loving more, loving now. Paying attention, giving my ear to somebody's voice, learning a name, giving eye contact, shaking a hand, smiling, seeing to it that whoever I'm impacting, even briefly or routinely, knows that the atmosphere got a little better when I walked in the room. Love more, love now. Are you catching those four words? Love more, love now. And you might say, but that's, I just don't know how to do that. Okay, practice it. You hear me say this often if you've been on this trail with me for this broadcast, that it's a pilgrimage. Love is not a sudden arrival. Love is not some kind of sprint that suddenly you got it all down. Love works as we work. Love is as we are loving. And that's going to take practice. That's going to take maintaining awareness and a vision for the idea that love matters. In every day, in every way, in every relationship, in every meeting, in every contact, in every phone call, in every letter I write, in every email I send, in every Facebook post I put out there, my I'm a social media influencer of some kind. I spend a good bit of time on Facebook, and people often ask me, how and why do you do that? Because it sharpens my focus in some ways. It also helps me be a good wordsmith because I have to edit my words and watch my words. And I use Facebook quotes as a means of loving more, loving now, and seeing to it that I'm offering light in a dark place. I told you all of that to say our grandson one time said to me, Papa, Facebook is a dark place. And I smiled and I said, oh, no, it's not dark. And he looked at me and I said, it's not dark because I'm there. And this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So wherever there is one light, there is not total darkness. I simply set my face to be influential in that regard. Some people bemoan social media. I don't. It's here to stay. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's out. Now, what are we going to do with that ordinary opportunity? Well, in my case, I'm going to use it for my own good and for the good of anyone whose eyes pass across what I might share. Do I do it perfectly? No. But I am doing it with intentionality to do those four words. And what are those four words? To love more. To love now. Let my presence light a new light in the hearts of others. That's Mother Teresa's quote. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. In fact, we'll close today's episode in just a few moments with Mother Teresa's quote. And to that end, I want to bring this episode in for a landing. We do a couple of things to close the No BS Bishop radio broadcast. I had to pause. What is this? This is a radio broadcast. Oh, okay, there we go. Forgive me. We close with two exercises. Now, one of them seems rather routine and mundane. You see my point here? When we do routine and mundane things with an awareness that I'm going to love more and love now, then I'm purposing my life towards something bigger in the smaller places of everyday living. So when I'm breathing, which is what we're going to practice in a moment, and I'm breathing with love, loving now, I'm breathing, inhaling love, I'm exhaling love, I'm practicing the routine of sustaining a presence to love more and love now, even while I'm breathing. With me on the count of three, take the deepest breath you can all the way down to your diaphragm. Just pull air down into your belly. Don't raise your shoulders. Pull it in. Hold it there for a second or two and then release it. This will relax you, lower your blood pressure, and get your attention toward the purpose of love. One, two, three. Inhale. And hold it. Now exhale. Love more. Love now. Second thing we do here on the No BS Bishop in our closing is my challenge to have you join me in a startling and even a routine basic idea that saying the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language is so important to changing our world. Say it to strangers. Say it to people you know. Say it to people you're just getting to know. I know it's awkward. It's uncomfortable. And the reason it's awkward and uncomfortable is we don't do it enough. And that is to say, I love you. Just like that. With slow intentionality. With a connected purpose to the people you meet, to the people you see. Saying, I love you, might very well change somebody's life, turn them around from something in the past or something they dread in the future and bring them fully into the present. And like Mother Teresa said, to let our presence light a new light. And the quote that I made earlier, be present to give love. Love more. Love now. So find somebody. Make eye contact. Sometimes I just do it from my poor little dog who looks at me and she blinks and not sure what are we doing right here. But I hope that little dog knows this guy loves you. I want my wife to know every day this guy loves you. I want my grandchildren, my children, all that I encounter to know that I'm present to love more, to love now. Hear me when I say to you, I love you. All right, folks, here's the quote from Mother Teresa. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. When you enter a room, may it feel like somebody just turned on the emotional psychological lights. Why? Because this person who walked in the room loves more, loves now. Be present, folks. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. Now go out there and do something beautiful. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.